Welcome to season 4 of Coffee Pods, a coffee length break look at the Christian Healing Ministry. This season, we will be reflecting on the journey and inspiration behind the Healing Psalms, exploring healing found in Scripture. So, whether you're an espresso, an Americano, a latte, or a cappuccino, there is something here for you. So put in your earbuds, grab your coffee mug, and let's go.
The third of this fourth series of Coffee Pods focuses on the song God of Healing that we've been using in our services and ministry events. We've had, over the last 9 months since the first lockdown, literally hundreds of names, each one from a real life story of need and of looking to God for help and healing. And we've been asked to pray for them, and indeed we have done so. Some of them have had wonderful outcomes, some sadder endings. So this healing psalm came out of a need within me, first of all, but also within the team, to keep things clear in our hearts and minds, to keep front and centre, if you like, the healing ministry of Jesus that we have all been called to. Although we often make our confession in the midst of turmoil, it is not the spiritual equivalent of whistling in the dark. It's much, much more than that because of the response that heaven makes to it. So have a listen, and I'll be back in a moment.
You have made me live.
It always interests me the way people describe themselves or introduce themselves to you. It tells you in some way two things. The first is how they want you to view them. And the second is what they want you to remember about them when they're no longer there. So I always look carefully at how God describes himself to us. And if you want to take a deeper look at it, then start with the seven I am sayings of Jesus in John's Gospel. It sort of makes clear in the midst of the trouble and confusion, and yes, even conflict around Jesus at the time, what he wanted the disciples and also us to remember about him, both afterwards and in the process. The other thing about the descriptors God uses about himself is that they not only reveal his essence, his nature, his character, but they're designed to tell you what he does, because it reveals also the things that are important to him. So in this healing psalm, I took part of its theme from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. God is speaking to Israel as they're coming out of slavery and heading towards a new life. He says, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you, Jehovah Rapha." God says, "I am your healer." And then he adds something about the things that they saw the Egyptians experiencing. And he says, "None of those will be on you, because I am the Lord your healer." And it was clearly important to God that Israel knew that this was the way he was to them, that he was in effect their minister of health. And by the way, walking with God can keep off us the stuff that we left behind from our old nature and our old life. God is in effect saying, "If you walk with me, I can keep that stuff away from you." In Israel's case, all the diseases of the Egyptians. In our case, all the impact of all the stuff that was part of the life we used to live. Now, there are many other names that God uses to describe himself, who he is and what he does. Because with God, his nature and his actions are all one and the same thing. So we say that God is loving because he is love, that he is protecting because he's the protector, he's a refuge because that's who he is. And there are many others. But the thing about them is that they are God's default position. He does not have to become anything different in order to do it. And he calls himself healer for that very reason. That in a sense, just as we can ask for daily bread, we can ask for daily healing, because that's not only what he does, but it's who he is. Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord, your healer. In fact, Bishop Morris Maddox, who started ACORN, used to say that he thought that every Christian needed healing should be taking communion and having the laying on of hands every day. Because in a sense, you take medicine every day. Why not take the medicine of the kingdom of heaven every day? And you might want to think about that. And I'm sure that you also have names of God that are particularly meaningful or helpful to you in your Christian journey. And can I encourage you, just as I have done, to find a place of fresh hope and faith? Can I encourage you to go back to those names? The second element of this healing psalm was caught in the line, "You have spoken over me. You have made me live." It came from reflecting on Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 2 says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." I saw again how, over and above our speaking to God, our praying, our singing, our intercessions, our supplications, all of the things, our cries to him, that he has spoken words over us, words of life and words of blessing, even in the midst of toil. And it was those things, seeing that, that helped me sing again, "Hear our cry, Lord," with a renewed sense of faith and hope and expectation, rather than a sense of hopelessness and defeat. It led me to the line from Psalm 118, "I shall not die, but live." And of course, I realized that that was by his grace that I would live. Psalm 118 is clearly written in the heat of something going on. Verse 15 records shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. So there clearly was a bit of a battle somewhere. "The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things," the psalmist says again, because clearly they needed it. And then verse 17 says this, "I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done." And just for the sake of context, verse 18 says, "The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death." The writer of Psalm 118 is clearly walking through the fire, but he has a great confidence and a greater assurance that God is with him, and that that was the element that made the difference and the only thing that mattered, that even in the midst of his tears and his pain, that God was present with him and giving him hope again. This verse came alive for me many years ago when Mary and I were leading a church in Essex. One of the congregation, a wonderful woman of God, years before we met her, had a brain infection which impacted the rest of her life. She had frequent physical challenges which were serious and potentially life-threatening. And I was with her on a number of occasions when it impacted her. But it was her confidence in the name of Jesus, literally his name, that I found both humbling and inspiring. I asked her once how she held on to this confidence in Jesus. And she told me that this, Psalm 118, was her psalm. A living word spoken over her by God. "I shall not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done." It sort of came as, "You shall not die, but live, and you will proclaim what the Lord has done." And Mary and I met her and her husband again just recently. She is still here, still loving God, still holding on to the word from the mouth of the Lord, and still holding on to the name, Jesus. And that's how the psalm strengthened me, how it led me again with confidence to say, hear our cry, Lord, for yours is the power. So let's pray. And if you're finding these podcasts helpful, you can help others find them by giving us a like on iTunes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that in the midst of circumstances we might not have chosen, that you are nevertheless the God who speaks over us words of life. And Father, can I ask you today, would you please help us to hear the words that you are speaking over us? Not just the words of doctors and medics and of circumstance and of friends, but God, please help us hear the words that have come from the mouth of the Lord that are spoken on heaven's breath to us. And Father, today we lay hold of your Son, the name of Jesus, and we declare back to you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. Lord, over body and mind and spirit, we say, yes, Lord, you are the Lord, our healer. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, release your power and your healing love and mercy upon us as we gather here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Coffee Pods. We hope that you have been inspired and uplifted by today's healing psalm. For further information on getting involved, events, and supporting Acorn, check out www.acornchristian.org. See you soon.